The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you from California's capital, it's the Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Kareem Daniels, and Christiana D. And now, the man, the myth, the mustache. Here's Nate.
Hey, you know what Christiana and my mustache have in common?
They're both gone.
They're both gone, and I have no idea if they're going to come back or when. It's true.
I missed you, Christiana.
if you missed the last show, we explained why Christiana's not here, and she won't be here, but we will miss her. And she is welcome back, of course. There's nothing like that. There's no angry fighting. Diana will be back when she doesn't have to work on a Monday selling shoes to women. So our friend Justin Lair joins us again.
Hey, yo.
Welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Yeah,
thanks for
coming in and gracing the spacious, cavernous studio with your presence.
Always a good time.
Yeah, it's lots to see here. Got artwork, sort of. National Parks artwork. TV box. Refrigerator.
It's beautiful.
My bicycle.
Two cute cats. I got to see your cat, you know, sitting over here playing with his piece of foil. Cats are adorable.
Yeah, they're very... Normally, they're very good for your stress level. They lower it, except for when they don't, and they really piss you off. But every now and then, I have to check myself. Like, cat will do something, and it's like, what the fuck? And then I'm like, why am I getting this mad at the cat?
It's just a cat.
I need to relax for a second. So, yeah. Coming up on the show today, we got some news out of Canada. Got some news out of the Central Valley. That has to do with clowns. There's a clown thing going on. It's not good. We'll talk about that. And something called teledildonics. It's exactly what you'd imagine. Teledildonics. It's true. I know. Let your imagination run wild.
The D-I-L-D in the middle is just causing me all kinds of problems.
Dildonics. So over the weekend, I mentioned I'd tell the tale. Went to my very first Raider game on Sunday.
Glad to see you made it out alive.
Well, you know, it's honestly...
Actually, the 49er game is more dangerous.
49er game. Look, I haven't been to a 49er game in a couple of years, but the most fights I've ever seen have been at a Niner game. The worst was Niners-Patriots, because you've got all of the Boston people, the ones that are transplanted on the West Coast and the ones who flew out, and they like to fight when they're drunk. And here's the thing about Niner fans. Everybody thinks Niners, and I'm a Niners fan, but everybody thinks Niners. They think Bill Walsh and class and, you know, the short pass offense and not like smash mouth football. A couple weeks ago now, someone got knocked unconscious in the bathroom at the new Levi Stadium because they brushed past a guy when they were going to the bathroom. And it was this huge fight in the bathroom. And it was Niner fan on Niner fan. It wasn't like dude in the other jersey. It was guy in Frank Gore jersey and face tattoos punching the shit out of guy in Colin Kaepernick jersey.
Yeah, see, that's where...
He thought he had to suck a dick after he got brushed.
That's where, like... I guess that's where perceptions like take a while to kind of catch up, because essentially, like, we always thought, you know, white guy in a polo shirt who, you know, spent $500 for this ticket, not so much guy with Norteño facial tattoo,
right,
who's going to come, you know, punch you because you told him the stall is open.
Well, and in the video, if you see the video, you have to watch very carefully, but there is an older white guy in a polo shirt that
he's trying to have no part of that.
He's
shit.
Like,
he's like walking through there. Like,
I just have to tinkle, and my God, this Latino man has knocked this other man unconscious. It was like, yeesh.
That dude was like Cisco and Mystery Man. He was like, I'm invisible. Nobody look at me. I'm invisible. I swear to God.
But I will say this. I kept my eye out for it. And there were a lot of people in Charger gear. I didn't see anything other than like, and they've got the signs up that say, we want to create the best fan experience in the NFL. And now, granted, it's still the O.co, which is a giant toilet bowl. It is a shithole of a park,
that
stadium.
That tiny screen in the corner. You have to strain to see that little screen they have
so
posted
bad.
Out there.
So bad. Everybody seemed really nice. Now our seats, and the reason I went was I was offered a chance to sit in a luxury box at no cost to myself, other than I was required to as part of my invitation, be wearing a Raiders shirt. So I bought a Raiders shirt because I figure, you know, that's fair. If you're gonna offer me a luxury box ticket, and your only demand of me is that I have a Raiders shirt on, I can probably drop the $20 for a Raiders shirt in exchange for that. I thought that was perfectly fair.
Oh, man, I would have gone to the flea market and got, like, a really hokey, like, knockoff one. But
I actually ended up at the Raider Experience, and I got one that it's kind of a cool shirt. I put the picture on Facebook. It's kind of a little bit of an older style design, so it's kind of cool. I would wear it.
Yeah, I've been to a few Raiders games, been to a few Niners games. I'm a Bears fan, so I've gone to games at each repping my Bears. And I will say that Raiders fans weren't bad at all. I mean, if you've lost consistently for the last, like, 10 years, there's no way you can really be a dick to people. You're just like, hey, we suck. We know it. Thanks for coming and, like, you know, filling up the stands so this shit can be broadcast and people can actually get this. It's not blacked out.
Although the blackout rules are down.
Yeah, yeah, it is. So Niners are, you know, Raiders fans can actually, you know, see games here without having to drive to Tahoe or whatnot.
Yeah, it. But I overall, I mean, and again, it's the O.co. And, you know, for the person who invited us into their suite, it's incredibly appreciated. But so I walk in and there's a flat screen in there, and I notice it's kind of an older flat screen.
It's like the least sweet suite.
And I'm like, oh, that's kind of old. And then I look to my left and I look to my right, and the suites on either side had the old CRT TVs. Like
tube television.
The tube televisions. Sweet. In the luxury suite. And because they were built more than 20 years ago, there are dividers in the window. So in the luxury box, they are actually obstructed view seats by the very definition of obstructed view. And that unless you're sitting in the very front row of the luxury box, there is a pole blocking your view. Now, granted, it's between two pieces of glass, but it's blocking your view.
Oh, I'm guessing people just watch the TV the whole time anyways. Yeah, like, but no one's really watching the field, are they?
It doesn't come in very well. It's not a big TV.
Oh, man. Okay.
And it's not really showing you what you... It's not what you'd think. But the food was fantastic, and the service was really good. And we got a good game, too. Ended up coming down the Raiders through an interception at the end of the game. But Janikowski missed a field goal at the end of the first half. If he hadn't missed that, it would have been tough.
The Raiders have been doing just good enough to give people hope and then dash it. That's the Raiders' MO. It's like, we do just well enough to make you think we could possibly win and then crush all of your dreams and make you go home and cry.
But I will say this. If you want a people watch, if you're somebody who loves people watching, take Bart to a Raider game and then stand outside of the O.co and just watch people going in.
Or if you're an orthodontist, either one. If you like people watching or orthodontics, I would hang out in front of the Raiders game.
It is absolutely insane, the variety of humanity. I saw everything from gangbanger to this to that to an older African-American gentleman in full suit and tie going in. Like, he was dressed up.
It's Sunday, dude.
Yeah, he was in his Sunday best.
He must have came from church.
And you know what? I don't know, Kareem, but, I mean, part of me was envious of that.
Bet there was some Steve Madden being worn.
You're probably right.
This was an old suit. This suit's been around for at least 25 years. This was not a new suit. It was very interesting. And then Bart, of course, after the game.
Oh, Bart's great, man. Bart before and after the game are truly amazing.
Yeah, well, it takes you right there. But here's the other thing. We're trying to get out, and you know that there's the footbridge that goes from Bart over the tracks in that polluted canal.
That side part, that part where you feel like you're in prison for that one moment where you
have
to
you're
go
in the yard. You could get shanked.
There's razor wire going over the top. There's a chain link fence.
Yep.
There's...
So, meanwhile, we're like, why is everything moving so slowly? Now, granted, there are the beggars. There are the people trying to sell hot dogs and knock off merchandise. But here's the other thing there was.
Churros.
Nope. About a little bit after the end of the Raider game, there was a Disney on Ice at the Oracle Arena, which is in the same complex.
Oh, that's like a great idea.
Oh, wow.
So there were tons of families coming the other direction over that footbridge, little kids dressed up as Disney princesses headed the other way as the entire Raider Nation is streaming over the footbridge. It was just this weird dichotomy. And then I got this guy behind me, he's like, Yeah, I wonder what's going on. Something's going on. There's nothing going on over there. I mean, I'm not seeing anybody in Warriors gear. It's like, there are little kids dressed as Disney princesses, you fucking moron.
Suddenly about an eighth of Raider fans had to turn around and like walk the other way because they're registered. They're like, I cannot be within 100 feet of a child. I need to get out of here. Holy shit.
I can't get away from them.
My PO better not see me here.
He's going to violate me. But overall, the Raider game, it was a good experience. I'm not a fan of the NFL experience live, though. It's so much better on TV. It just is.
I think $13 beers and limited replays and a tiny screen are well worth it. I think that's an excellent idea.
Yeah, and the chance to see a fight. And, well, one of the reasons you take part, here's the fun thing. Like, and everybody charges a ridiculous amount for parking, but if you go to an A's game in Oakland at the same place, parking is $17. If you go to a Raiders game, that same parking spot will cost you $35.
That sounds fair.
But they'll go, look, listen, the A's have 81 home games, but the Raiders only have 8. So therefore, they should charge you $170 to park, right? Because it's 10. No, anyway. Yeah, so that's why you take BART in.
In Arizona, you don't have to pay to park.
What?
Yes, it's great. You go park at a school, and then they have buses that take you from the school parking area to the field and back.
Oh, okay. Well, they're just happy to get anybody to go out to see the Cardinals. I think that's really it.
I mean, it's great. It's like it's so orderly. People just do what they're supposed to do.
Well, that's because everybody's carrying. Everybody's carrying a gun, Kareem.
They're all retirees down there. They're just all like, they have no hurry to get anywhere. Like, I'm off for the next rest of my life.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio's right there.
I can just putt through traffic, no problem. Get home on
800
Tuesday.
Degrees out.
Because if you go to Jacksonville, you got to pay to park and you got to walk like 2 miles to get to the stadium, too.
Well, I've heard the new Niners Stadium, there's no tailgating unless you're a season pass holder. There's
They don't have any parking lots.
Yeah.
So everybody park. And so here's the rub. They built it in Santa Clara. And if you're somewhere else listening, sorry. But they built in Santa Clara, which is near where their training facility is. So they're the San Francisco 49ers. They play 40 miles away from San Francisco in Santa Clara. But I mean, the New York Giants and Jets play in New Jersey. Whatever. I don't care.
We're just lying now all over the place. Don't worry about it.
But they built it, and there are all of these businesses around. And since most of the games are on Sunday, they're like, oh, well, people can park in these industrial parks and these businesses. But they can't have Monday Night Football here because Monday Night Football starts at 8 p.m. Eastern, which is 5 p.m. Pacific when everybody is still at work. So those parking lots aren't open to people. So there's no place to park.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So the Niners are playing Monday Night Football as we're recording this, but it's in St. Louis. And they haven't really figured out the whole thing. So Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, those aren't going to be home games until they figure that out. And I don't know if there's a solution. I mean, unless they want to do shuttle buses, say, hey, if you're going to Monday Night Football, you got to park at the Shark Tank and we're going to bus you 8 miles or however far it is.
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, even without tailgating, people are getting drunk enough to get in fights in the bathroom before the game. So they're making it happen. Go Niners fan. You guys are overcoming challenges.
The other thing I saw from Raider fan was I saw one Raider fan who was carrying an 18-pack of Corona over the footbridge from BART. So he brought an 18-pack.
Yeah, you got to come prepared for the tailgate.
Yeah, so he just walked over the footbridge, went down to the parking lot, and just started drinking.
Made friends.
Hammering 18 beers.
Wow. Nothing like a beer you have to add things to make it tasty, by the way.
That's like the strip club I went to in Iowa.
It's like, bring your own beer. We have women.
That is it. That is exactly it.
We can only do one of two things, guys. We can only give you beer or women. Make a choice.
I am dead serious. That's exactly it.
We only have the facilities for one of those things.
Well, I mean, most in California and a lot of other states, you cannot have a bare naked vagina and alcohol in the same room.
Which I think is sexist because I, as a man, can restrain myself. I am not an animal. I can have both whiskey and a naked vagina in front of me.
Like I said, I went to the strip club in Iowa. Well, yeah, I can't say that it's not true.
Those Iowa people cannot restrain themselves.
That's
fair. I saw some shit. I was like, oh, hey, no, that's okay.
Settle down, Jethro. What's going on?
But yeah, no. Yeah, they seriously, it's big YOB. We had like an industrial size cooler. We walked in. You can't bring any hard alcohol, but all the beer you want.
Beer and wine coolers.
I'd bring wine coolers and make friends with the ladies. I'd be like, do you like Bartles and James? This shit is delicious.
They don't even make that anymore.
There was a guy that looked like
would you like a fuzzy navel?
Your new old stock of Bartles and James.
She was like,
I've been storing this shit in
navel.
My basement forever.
The man told me I had to wait 5 years to drink it.
There was a guy that looked like he hit the grocery store right before it closed, and he came in with like a case, and he just opened his case of beer and popped one out.
Making friends right there.
Gotta love that.
The lumberyard.
Well, this just came down. Speaking of women, women can add, and this is from Huffington Post, so the language is a little one-sided. Women can add peeping Toms to the long and ongoing list of things they need to protect themselves from. See, on September 4th, Washington, D.C. Superior Court Judge Juliet McKenna dismissed charges against Christopher Cleveland, who was accused of taking pictures up women's skirts without their consent or knowledge at the Lincoln Memorial. Now, Judge McKenna ruled that no person could, quote, have reasonable expectation of privacy, unquote, when clothed and positioned in a manner in which these women were in a public space, they were sitting on steps in a skirt. Cleveland, who's a Virginia native, was arrested in June of 2013 when police found him taking pictures of women sitting on the steps of the memorial who were wearing dresses or skirts. Now, after police arrested him, they found multiple upskirt photos of women's crotches and butts on his camera. Unfortunately, McKenna's ruling removed these images from being used as evidence. Quote, this court finds that no individual clothed in a position in such a manner in a public area in broad daylight in the presence of countless other individuals could have the reasonable expectation of privacy. That's from the ruling. The judge cited that the photographs were not incidental glimpses and, in fact, were images that were exploded into the public without requiring any extraordinary links or, in fact, any links whatsoever to view.
Cross your legs, ladies. This is not like this is not Sharon Stone, you know, and what the hell was the movie? Sharon Stone was
Basic Instinct.
Thank you.
So and people are all upset about it. And you know, I'm not in favor of the pervert with the upskirt pics, the guy with the mirror on his shoes, or any of that. But you know, if you're walking around in public and you can just glance over and see, now should you stare? No. But if you can glance over and see the same thing, and I'm taking a wide shot of the Lincoln Memorial at, you know, 18 megapixels so I can blow it up. It's not, I mean,
I don't know. Women and Native Americans getting way too sensitive about their images being taken. You know what I'm saying? You are stealing part of my vagina's soul.
I think the lesson here is,
I can't believe that was a woman judge that said that.
Yeah, well, it's the law.
And you were dressed like a hoochie, and somebody took a picture of it. Apparently, they didn't have to go through any, you know, great lengths. You were sitting on some steps, dressed like a hoochie. They took a picture of it, and then they posted it somewhere.
It's not okay to take upskirt pictures, but basically what the judge was saying was anybody standing there could see up your skirt without, like, squatting down or being covert about it. So, therefore, it didn't qualify as a quote-unquote upskirt photo. It's just called... That's basically just interpreting the law rather than throwing. And the whole idea that, oh, a woman judge ruled this. No, a judge ruled this. She happened to be a woman.
I have to wonder about who these dudes are that are looking at these photos. Because the fact is, I can look at like some hardcore ass photos online right now. Like, I don't need a picture of like a girl in a skirt, like sitting on some steps. Essentially, I can find photos of three women doing all kinds of stuff to each other for, you know, free on the internet. What the hell are these, you know, women sitting in skirts on steps doing for people? I don't know.
Well, there are also plenty of sites like that, too, for people to get off on that. Because for everything that could turn somebody on, there's a site for it. And this guy might be putting stuff up to that. But
I guess, I have, you know, there's people with balloons and all kinds of crazy porn. So I guess it's just weird to me that, you know, these kind of voyeuristic photos are turning people on, where it's just kind of odd to me. But hey, you know, teach their own, whatever.
Well, yeah, if you're normal, that would be weird that would turn you on. But if you're weird, then no, it's not. Oh, I'm sorry, you can't say weird because...
Here's to the weirdos.
Sure. And then, of course, at the bottom, they have the Yes All Woman hashtag. They brought that back out. I have a boyfriend is the easiest way to get a man to leave you alone because he respects another man more than you. Hashtag Yes All Women. No, that's not it. It's the fact that I don't have a chance because you have a boyfriend. If you're not in a relationship, then yeah.
That's not it.
No,
because I know dudes that would be a challenge.
Yeah.
It's a cop out. It's a cheap ass cop out. Just be like, I'm not interested, thanks. Whatever the reason is, I don't need your justification behind it. I don't need to be like, well, you know, you're not, you know, 6'2". I only date dudes that are. I don't need like a whole, you know, explanation behind your I'm not interested. Just, you know, say I'm not interested. That's it. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they can't do that. They have to make up shit.
Well, and
the other part of that is
they're trying to soften it, make you feel better about it.
The other part of that is they still want your attention. They just want it only up to a point. You have to figure out that's how that works, right?
Yeah, and I think it's also you know, you're trying to help someone's ego. It's me.
It's your ego. Every woman has a man that she leads on.
It's not that you're missing three teeth.
That she is never going to sleep with, but she goes to him when she needs her ego stroked.
Right. And I think everybody likes attention. Women do as well, especially for some. Because I don't care who it is. If you tell a woman you look nice today, she is going to brighten up and feel good about it. Now, if you yell, hey, mama, what you doing? Why won't you bring a little bit of that over here? Then she's probably not going to be that excited about it. But
they want the attention. They just only want it up to a point. Like, they want you to pay attention to them, but they don't want you to be, they want you to pay attention to it without expecting anything out of it.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying with that, but I just think, you know, I think just as far as the I have a boyfriend thing, I have this and that, I think it's just, you know, kind of a, like you're saying, you know, it's more of a cop-out, but they still get your attention. But, you know, can't blame people for trying to be nice and not, you know, spare your feelings, you know, tell you, I would, you know, give you that illusion that they would date you if they didn't have a...
I think that's actually worse, though.
Really?
Yeah. Actually worse, because then you're indicating to the person that, you know, if I didn't have a boyfriend... You might have a chance, but in case that's not even remotely true.
I didn't say that. You're just inferring that from the facts.
Yeah. Right. just
they're just dropping
the
facts. They're just dropping facts on you. You're just coming up with your own thing.
Yeah, well, either way. You know, if I were a woman, I'd be afraid all the time, too, especially if I read the Huffington Post. Because that's all they write.
It's like the Drudge Report for white ladies. Oh. It's like... Like, be afraid.
And Huffington Post now has something for everything. There's Huffington Post gay voices, Huffington Post black voices.
The five signs your husband is cheating.
Huffington Post women. There's
the
not
three
a,
ways you're going to be raped before you're 90.
You know what they don't have? Huffington Post straight white guy. Because there's like, nope.
That's the rest of the paper. What are you talking about?
That's just called the Drudge Report. That's just called, we will frighten you in other ways. ISIS is coming with their crazy diseases and... Over Mexico, illegal border, and they're going to take your job.
Well, speaking of...
We found ISIS in the desert. Like, please.
You want to scare people. Because right now there's the fear of Ebola all over the place. And it's never a good idea to make a joke on a plane, whether it's funny or whether it isn't. As this gentleman found out when he sneezed on a plane. I'll describe the scene. A couple of dudes in blue hazmat suits that look like the robot in Lost in Space. They got the clear in the front and just the over the top hazmat suit coming down the aisle of a plane, and they're coming to get a guy who sneezed.
Was it Brad Pitt in 12 Monkeys?
No,
he should have been arrested.
He was an African American gentleman who said something about I have Ebola.
I would love to joke about communicable diseases.
He probably said it because the white person sitting next to him looked at him funny when he sneezed. Like, yeah, bitch, I got Ebola.
It was probably the same dude that said, like, right after he has sex, he's like, I have herpes. Just kidding! Like, well, how is that at all funny if you're on the plane telling people you have Ebola?
Like, yeah, bitch, I got Ebola. That's what you get for looking at me like that, you dumb hoe.
Yeah, well, here's what he gets. He gets let off in hazmat by guys in hazmat suits. And listen to what he says as he goes by.
I ain't from Africa.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Peanut Gallery, for the boo.
He's like, I ain't from Africa shit.
I told you some stupid white person told him. That's what happened.
Okay.
Some lady out there.
That's exactly what happened.
Okay. Okay. You talked about like if people do something stupid, you just say they're not with me. Stop making excuses.
I'm not making excuses. I am telling you exactly what happened. He sneezed. Some lady looked at him like, ooh, like he like he had Ebola. He's like, yeah, bitch, I got Ebola. And she told. That's what happened.
First of all, anybody sneezes on the plane, I'm going to look at them like, ooh.
Yeah,
because I'm going to
confine
ass space with you, and you're going to go over here and sneeze. But I do I love
that's exactly what
you know
he
that,
did.
That, you know that shit was a white lady, though, at the end that was booing him. Like,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
It was a white lady that told, too.
But you cannot blame every time an African-American person does something stupid, you can't go, oh, well, a white person made them do it.
No, this is what happened. I'm telling you what happened.
Are we going to talk about the president now all of a sudden?
That's exactly what happened. Some
it is not
white
his
person.
Fault. White people made him do that shit. White people are making him do drone strikes and shit. It's not his fault.
I'm just pointing out, I'm keeping track of every time an African-American does something stupid and you blame it on something a white person did just before.
But it wasn't, I don't think it was stupid. It was kind of like when the 49ers player was like, yeah, okay, I got a gun.
Well, that's just dumb, too.
Yeah, but just because y'all take everything that we say so seriously.
I just got to say thank God I'm white, because the whole pressure of other people's stupid shit, I can just write that
exactly.
off like no problem.
Did
I'm
he
like,
not,
yeah, whatever. Yeah. He's from, you know, West Virginia. That dude can do all kinds of stupid shit.
Did
yeah.
he not get the
but
memo?
I can't say a stupid. I can't, you know, I can't do that. It's like, no.
Did he not get the memo that there is no joking at the airport or on the plane? You can't joke like, oh, yeah, I got a bomb. Nope. Yeah.
No,
nope. You'll get pulled aside.
He didn't say it. I told you, some stupid white woman told it.
And
that's what happened.
And they ended up landing in the Dominican Republic. So,
can you imagine?
You have no idea how much during the day we look at y'all like y'all retarded. Just kind of shake our head like, man.
Oh, listen, I do that with plenty of white people, too.
Like,
so you're not telling me anything.
Just like the flying has gone from like being ultra glamorous. Like, they used to have like those, you know... Those flight posters of people in suits, you know,
oh, yeah,
taking
the Pan Am,
Rob
yeah.
Lane and everything. It was like a super glamorous thing. And now it's like basically get butt naked, go through this scanner, sit there quietly in your seat, shut the fuck up, don't make a joke, and maybe we'll get there.
Oh, speaking of which, to get into the Raider game, even the luxury suites, you have to go through a metal detector. It's like all your stuff in the thing. And there's a guy in front of me, and he starts to take off his belt, and she's like, sir, you don't have to take off your belt. This isn't the airport. Really? We did everything we do at the airport except shoes and belt. It was wallets, coins, keys, cell phone, anything in the bucket that goes past through there. If you go, women can't bring in a purse. It has to be a clear plastic container. It can only be this size. It's worse than the airport.
Yeah, they didn't take you through the naked picture scanner, though. You're like, they got to take your naked picture at the airport.
Oh, I let them. I go, you know what? You want to look at my balls? Go ahead. There they are.
We're going to take a naked picture of all Americans first before you get to fly.
Here are my balls. Enjoy my balls. That's what I said. So billionaire Carlos Slim, the world's richest man, he's from Mexico.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's the telecommunications guy.
That is not exactly what you would think too. Like world's most wealthiest man. No one would think like, you know, wealthiest man is from Mexico. No.
Well,
he owns like a telecommunications guy.
He owns like everything in Mexico.
He owns all the cable companies.
As far as cable and cell phones. Yeah.
Well, he thinks we'd all be better off if we slowed down a bit and worked less. He is a self-made Mexican telecom tycoon. He's worth more than $80 billion. Maybe he could break some of that off for the Aunt Jemima people. He believes workers should have a three-day work week.
No, they have plenty of money. PepsiCo has a ton of money.
No, I mean the ones making the claim.
Yeah.
Oh, I know PepsiCo has plenty of money. He says they'd benefit from a three-day work week. Quote, you should have more time for you during all of your life, not when you're 65 and retired. To make up for the shorter week, Slim said people would work 11-hour shifts and not retire until the age of 75. Machines could make up most of the lost labor working 24 hours, and services should work as much as possible. He says, I'm sure it will happen. This would leave time for people to dedicate to their family, entertainment, and for self-improvement, including training for a better job, where you can't be replaced by a machine and have to work 11-hour days.
Yeah, those 11-hour day construction jobs are going to go for real well in the neighborhood. Oh, yeah, we start at 7 in the morning. We end at 7 at night. Constant noise. Don't worry.
He said it's a society of knowledge and experience. He said you have a better experience and knowledge when you are 60, 65, and 70.
Yeah,
I think that's when they don't want to pay them.
I think billionaires are the ones that should really be giving us life lessons on our work weeks and you know what's really going on and how we can really get better and be better people by working less.
Yeah, I had a job once where I had three 11-hour days and then a 7-hour day. And it was the most miserable year of my life that I spent doing that. Now, granted, my 11 hours was 4 in the afternoon till 3 in the morning. But it wasn't any better if you worked the other shift where you came in early.
And, no. I know. When I was in the Air Force, we would do 12s. We would do 7 to 7, 3 days on, 3 days off. That shit was good to me.
I absolutely hate it. I was miserable doing that.
Well, and I know a lot of nurses, and I'm always kind of jealous because they work like, you know, three 12-hour days, you know, 4 10-hour days, like whatever. They work these, you know, just like a few days a week, and they get a bunch of days off. And I'm always kind of jealous. Like, damn, you got 4 and 5 days off in a
That's
row.
It.
That's awesome.
Like I said, we would do 3 and 3.
Yeah, I did not care for it. And by the way, I grew up on a farm where we worked 7 12-hour days, and that was not fun either. So, Carlos Slim was not on our farm. I love how it's like, well, you'll work 3 11-hour days, and then you'll spend some time with your family, but you won't retire until you're 75. And you will do most of it with machines, don't you worry.
That sounds great, considering like 80% of us probably won't even live to like 75.
Well, that's Jesus. Well, maybe if we worked a 3-day week, we would.
Speak for yourself.
Slow down. Yeah, Kareem's going to live to 100.
That's it. I turned 101 last year. I'm serious. My grandmother died when she was 95, and she didn't die because she was sick. She died because she got tired of being here. And I got two aunts that are 94 and 93. So,
well,
yeah.
That's generally what happens. People get old, and they're just like, this is boring. She's like, fuck it, I'm done. I've done this shit for 89 years.
I don't want to go to the doctor again. Now, in Canada, there's a petition. I hate petitions. It's urging Ottawa, the capital, to make it illegal to discriminate on tattoos and piercings. An Edmonton woman is advocating for Ottawa and Canadian employers to make it illegal to discriminate against potential employees because of body modifications like piercings, tattoos, and hair coloring. Kendra Berenger has collected nearly 1,200 signatures for an online petition posted at change.org, but hopes to amass at least 3,000.
We were just talking about the Niner fan who beat up the other Niner fan. They should have been discriminated against him. He had a big old tattoo across his face. Like, don't let that dude into the stadium when he's drunk and has a big old tattoo on his face.
Discrimination laws officially protect those of a certain race, religion, age, gender, marital status, family relation, and more recently, sexuality has been added to the list. Let's add physical appearance to the list, including piercings, tattoos, and hair choice, with the exception of threat to health and safety. That's according to the petition.
No.
Safety.
This will shock you. Berenger, who's 24, has several visible piercings, including 2 eyebrow rings, 2 nose rings, and 3 lip rings, and a tongue ring. She currently works at a novelty store, which she said has no policy against piercings and tattoos, provided they aren't profane.
And that's where you should work at if you have piercings and tattoos in your face.
Right. She said, we have freedom of expression in this country, but not in the job industry. She was going to study biological technology next fall. So the reason for that is it's different than attire where you can just change your clothes. You can't just change the color of your hair and then change it back when you come home from work. And you take out your piercings, and they close up throughout the day. And you can't just remove tattoos for the day.
She could get a job doing that with tattoos and piercings.
Yeah, and I imagine that, like, people...
You're
like,
working in a lab, you can do it. But
go out and talk to people about retirement and whatnot, and all of a sudden, you know, I've got... People don't want to see Heath Ledger in, you know, Batman showing up talking about retirement and shit. Like, they don't want to see, like, come on. They want to see just a normal dude who, I
want
know.
You to look like you know what the fuck you're talking about, even if you don't.
Right. Your poor life choices do not reflect well upon your employer.
My subdermal forehead freaking piercings are obviously indicative of my lifestyle and choices.
Yeah, I mean, just because I have transdermal horns that show up, I mean, I don't know what the big deal is. I'm just expressing my opinion and my individuality. Can I interest you in some mutual funds?
No, send me the real person.
Send me somebody who's made good life choices, because you have not.
It's going to get harder, though, because, you know, honestly, you, like...
If you're going to show up like that, you better show up with a bank statement on your chest.
It's going to get harder and harder, though, because just about every woman under the age of 30 has a damn wrist tattoo now. That's like every woman under 30 with a damn wrist tattoo.
Yeah, they do, but, I mean, usually they're small, usually they're not too obnoxious, and... It's not that big a deal. It's the ones who have, like, the giant forearm tattoos. And I've seen you comment on the Chive page about everybody being proud of their terrible tattoos.
These people show off their terrible-ass tattoos like it was a great idea.
If you got a sleeve, hey, guess what? Guess you'll be wearing a long-sleeve shirt the rest of your...
Exactly. Get your tattoos where you can cover. There was a guy at the Raider game who was super stoked. I don't know why. But he did it in reverse, because you can have your entire body tattooed. There's a huge canvas on your back and your chest, and you wear a t-shirt and no one will ever see it. This dude was fully sleeved, both arms, but it was like a farmer's tan in reverse, except with tattoos on his arms. Just his arms,
full arm tattoos,
full arm
and no
sleeves,
chest.
Both. Nothing on his chest, nothing on his back, and he's running around shirtless, going Raiders.
Oh yeah, you had to sit through how many hours of Raiders
again? Luxury Raiders. Suite. Didn't really hear that much of it up in the luxury suite. There was a little bit of it before.
Worst, most moronic chance of any any team. We're just gonna repeat the name slowly so our fans can understand. Raiders.
Oh, that's unfortunate. That's hateful. I'll have none of that. All right, it's time. It's time to. Well, since you're judging, let's do this.
They act. We decide. Cool or tool.
All right. First up in cool or tool, jokes on a plane. Kareem.
Cool.
Justin.
Something's got to break up the monotony. Those plane trips are painful now. Make a joke. Tell us you have Ebola and make us all stop in Texas to drop your ass off first, please.
Yeah, jokes on a plane are tool because they're going to land the fucking plane. And then we're all going to be delayed even further.
Can Samuel L. Jackson come up with like a sequel for Snakes on a Plane? Be Jokes on a Plane?
That should be an announcement.
I think I'm going to do that next time I go somewhere. I'm like,
jokes
I got Ebola.
These goddamn jokes on a plane.
Yeah, make sure you do it at the gate, not on the plane.
No, I'm going to wait till we're like in the air. And I'm going to cough on the white woman sitting next to me. Like,
just tell me when you got bad gas. It might have the same exact outcome.
Yeah. Up next in Cooler Tool, the 3-day work week. Justin.
That's amazing. 3-day work week. That is cool.
Kareem?
I will take 3-day work week.
That would be, yeah, that was cool. I enjoyed it when I was in the Air Force.
It would be cool if it didn't come with working till I'm 75 years old.
Yeah, if I'm the world's richest man, that's the coolest shit ever. Like, I'm doing a no work week.
And usually they work all the fucking time.
3-day work week.
Yeah, and well, he's probably done that. He's like, look, I'm only going to work 3 11-hour days. Look how happy I am now with my $80 billion. And finally, in cooler tool, face tattoos. Kareem?
Tool.
Justin?
Is Mike Tyson on the panel?
I don't see him anywhere.
It is Tool.
Yeah, absolutely. Although, I watched the show Ink Master, and they do some of the weirdest shit on there. I love the show, because it's so ridiculous to see tattoo artists get into fights.
I hate the show, because I hate seeing pretty girls come in with terrible, terrible tattoos, and you're just like, God, don't do it. Like, the one girl on that show is, you know, pretty attractive, and you're just like, God, you'd be so much cuter if you didn't have these terrible tattoos.
Yeah, but then you know that she makes really bad life decisions, and you can get laid.
That is the only thing I do need to know about a woman, actually. So that is a good thing, an outward sign. Bad life decisions.
Like, yes.
I make give poor, impulsive life decisions.
Like, give her a couple of shots of tequila, you're in. That's all you need to know.
There's some life lessons for you. And by the way, here's a good life lesson for you. If you want to support the show, and it won't cost you anything extra, if you're going to shop Amazon anyway, go to NateDarlingShow.com first. Click the Shop Amazon tab and go to town. Buy yourself something nice. Buy something nice for somebody you like. Buy something nice for somebody you don't like and just mind fuck them with it. Whatever you like. Just go to NateDarlingShow.com and click the Shop Amazon tab because it helps support the show and it does not cost you anything extra. And we thank you in advance. What's going on?
That Amazon's addictive, I will tell you that, man. I got that Amazon Prime thing and now it's just, you just look for shit to buy now. You're just like, it's free. I can have anything shipped to me in the world. Like, it just costs $3. Fuck it. Send it to me. It's free.
Well, and the Amazon Music, too, if you played with that a little bit, if you're a Prime member.
Yeah, I've got the movies, the music. There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. So, check it out. And go through the link on our website, please. This was a weird story that I found. The Atlanta company behind the ScrillGuard latex pelvis cover said the product is meant to, quote, reduce skin-to-skin contact in areas not covered by condoms. How does that work, you ask? What is it, you ask? Well, take a listen to this. The music should tell you. Something funky's going on.
You're getting ready to have a blast, but you are not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover. Not anymore.
Oh, they made it rhyme.
Now, there's ScrillGuard, the powerful new product that you can wear with any condom. The secret is the high-quality premium latex that is thick enough to cover your genital area, but thin enough to feel like a second skin.
Just basically, it's rubber underwear with a hole for your cock to poke out of.
tuck the condom into
the
base.
Does anybody have a second skin? I never have understood that second skin thing. I don't have a second skin. I've never had one. I don't know what the fuck that would feel like. Into your pocket.
So you can carry it with you wherever you go.
Or
you can also put on ScroGuard hours before the main event, right, so that you can avoid awkward interruptions. It's soft, durable, space. Elastic latex can expand to fit waist up to 48 inches.
By the way, if you hook up with a chick and she pulls your pants off and you're wearing a ScroGuard, that's the end of it for you. Because you don't have to worry about skin-on-skin contact because she's leaving.
This sounds like a product that was...
What the fuck are you wearing?
Sounds like a crazy product that some dude whose girlfriend has herpes, like, he just fucking invented this shit. He was like, listen, I don't want to get herpes, and the only way is to wear this fucking plastic bag over my waist, so let's go up with a ScroGuard.
It is. It's like rubber. It's like rubber underwear with a hole for your cock. And then you can roll the condom on there too. You know, unless you're going to go fuck a bunch of hookers, I would say no to this. I mean, if you're planning a big weekend at the Bunny Ranch, you know, knock yourself out, get a ScroGuard.
I'm just waiting for the spray they come out with where I can just, like, you've seen that spray where they spray it on, like, the fucking bottom of the boat and it just, like, completely
yes.
seals it. I'm just waiting for that to come out where I just spray my whole body with that and then we have sex. Just like I spray around. My junk. There you go.
Oh, it'd be bad. You know what else is bad? Clowns. And they're running wild.
I saw this story.
do you know where Wasco is, right?
My family is actually, my grandparents had a house in Wasco. They lived there for many years.
Okay. Now, I drove through Wasco when I first moved to California. The best way I can describe it is the middle of nowhere. It does have a prison, and the closest populated area of any note is Bakersfield.
It's the city of roses. It's so, so beautiful there.
That tells you everything you need to know.
Wow.
And now this is happening.
I don't know about you, Mark, but I am afraid of clowns. They're really, really creepy, I think. And if you have a fear of clowns, you're going to want to steer clear of one town in California. That's because strange clowns are being reported roaming the streets in the middle of the night out there. Take a look if you dare. These are just some of the pictures people in the town of Wasco have been capturing this month. The clowns have been spotted all over town in the middle of the night. No one seems to know why or who's behind them. Police do say there's been no criminal activity linked to the clowns. People in the town have even turned the clowns into minor celebrities, seeking them out for pictures every night.
You know how you know there's nothing going on in a town? There's absolutely fucking nothing going on in a small town. When either people will start doing lots of meth, or they start dressing up like clowns and showing up randomly at stores and shit. Like,
I think they're probably doing both.
Exactly. That's like...
So that came out, but now, this just in, we have an update for you. We found out what's behind the Wasco clown.
Serious clown in Wasco and some of his photos that have caused quite a stir on social media in Wasco over the weekend. Our Facebook page was flooded with posts about the creepy clown. And, well, we finally caught up with the clown yesterday. He asked to remain anonymous, but revealed the photos are simply part of his wife's year-long photography project. The couple will be posting the pictures from their photo shoot every day this month. Some Wasco residents were a little creeped out, understandably.
So that's it. It was his wife's photo project.
Wait, so someone's actually doing something productive in Wasco? Because
wow. Like,
that's why no one could figure it out. They were just like, wait a minute.
What the fuck's going on?
There's not anything artistic here for the last 50 fucking years.
So, yeah, photo project. Honey, would you like a blowjob ever again? Yeah. Then here's what I'm going to need you to do. I'm going to need you to dress up like a clown every day so I can take pictures of you around Wasco. Okay?
It is a small-ass town, though, so I understand why that's like a big thing. Because that prison wasn't there before. And I remember the biggest thing that came to town, a McDonald's came to town, and people about lost their minds. They were like, this is fucking amazing. What, like, I don't have to drive 45 minutes to get a fucking Big Mac? This is crazy.
So on the other side of the country, though, in Delaware... this is sad, right? A 4-year-old girl mistakenly took hundreds of packets of heroin to her daycare center and began passing them out to classmates.
Who doesn't have hundreds of packets of heroin laying around the house?
See, here's the thing. The 4-year-old thought it was candy. Several children who received the packets were sent to the hospital as a precaution, but no packets were opened and all the kids were released after being examined. So no harm came to anybody. Police say the child unknowingly brought the heroin to the center when her mother gave her a different backpack because the girl's regular backpack had been ruined by the family pet. Police say
wonder if he was high on heroin when he did it.
Well, police say the backpack contained nearly 250 packets of heroin, totaling nearly 4 grams, all labeled Slam. The girl's mother, Ashley Tull, who's 30, was charged with 3 counts of child endangerment and maintaining a drug property. She was arraigned in the Justice Peace of Court and released on $6,000 bond. In a phone interview the next day, the woman, who was identified as Tull's sister, said that she would not comment, but said the charges and the subsequent media attention are all unfair.
Oh, you know, the number one thing they had to do, they had to go take her house. She has a drug property. Let's go take her house. Quick, guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure she can't raise no money for a lawyer.
Yep. Take that bitch's house.
Well, that's why. Although, if you're handing, listen, if you're going to hand your kid a backpack, make sure all of your heroin's out of it.
Exactly.
I mean, come on. That's really all we ask for. So, yeah, thankfully no kids were hurt, but either way. Now, we talked about a $2 billion demand for Aunt Jemima. Well, the New York Police Department has paid out a lot in settlements since 2009. Because the New York Police Department does things they shouldn't do to people. According to documents published by the investigative news site Muckrock, the NYPD has paid almost $500 million in settlements in 5 years.
Ooh, $500 million.
In 5 years. $428 million.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of cabbage.
What do you think they could do with the city of New York with $500 million?
I don't know, but sometimes I wish I was black. Like, man, taser me a few times. Like, give me enough,
look, they did it to Hispanics too.
$11 million. was $11 million of one of the settlements.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. The source of the data is a spreadsheet titled New York PD NYPD closed actions commenced in 2009, 2014 to date. It was given to them by the NYPD in response to a Freedom of Information Act request. It lists over 10,000 police-related settlements made by the city, ranging from $1 to $11.5 million.
And I was like, I wonder how many of those people are still working.
Well, two things. First of all, I'm a white guy who wears a tie to work, so I have no chance of getting that fucking money. And second of all, who had the $1 settlement? Like, who fucking settled for $1, and what happened?
Well, it might be one of those things where that's all you get. But
you just have to admit guilt and give us $1. That's it.
Yeah, it could be one of those where the guy's like, just say you fucking did it so you can get my money.
Yeah, he just wanted. It's the guy who sued and was like, it's not about the money. It's about you admitting that you did it.
It's not about getting my McNuggets
and they're like,
back.
And they're like, all right, here's $1.
Yeah.
Enjoy the value menu.
But you would think it would be a whole lot cheaper to retrain your people than it would be to be sued for
$500 million or $500 million.
$500 million.
There are a lot of cops in New York, man. The one thing I learned from watching Dragnet is that there are a lot more cops in New York than in L.A.
Yeah.
Well, so, the East Coast is crazy too, because the East Coast is like, this is the black neighborhood. This is where all the black people live. This is the Puerto Rican neighborhood. This is where all the Puerto Rican people live. This is like, it's all very segregated. So I imagine these cops like didn't grow up around a lot of people of color. And
actually,
so,
that's most of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Yeah. Just, you know, it's very segregated. This is that part of town.
Haven't driven through 45 of the 50 states. Yeah, that's pretty much the country.
Yeah, and a lot of it is self-segregation too. Is people tend to want to move in around people of their own likeness.
Well, no, because other states have,
or move away from people of a certain likeness.
I mean, other cities have places like Little Jamaica, like we don't have that in Sacramento.
Well,
there's
we had Korea. What is it? Little Saigon.
But I guess, but
that's mostly businesses.
Yeah, that's all businesses.
But yeah, no, it's not some of it is self, but a lot of it is not. Remember, Nate, the South is this California is fucking Disneyland. this is not America.
No, I know. It's absolutely not.
I'm just spoiled.
It's places you go, they be like, yeah, motherfucker, you make sure you head out here before the sun goes down.
You do not want to be here after the sun goes down.
Like, you do not want to be here after the sun goes
down.
What
happens? Do the bats come out?
Yeah. Well, actually, the bats do come out.
Yeah, the bats and, you know, the guns and the knives and the chains and the pipes and all sorts of things.
The hoods and the crosses.
Hey, we got some Duck Dynasty news for you.
Oh, and then this is the other part of it is this.
Yes.
Most white people don't really know that many black people. And they get all of their feel of black people from the people that they see on the TV. And then the black people that they actually know, they don't really consider them black.
Right.
Like, you don't act like that guy on the TV. You're not really black.
So that part of being black never goes into the black column. You only put the bad shit in the black column, so that's what you expect.
You can't tap dance.
Yeah, you're not really black.
I believe the phrase is one of the good ones.
Yes, you're one of the good ones.
I think most people fall into the one of the good ones category.
That is the most racist shit that gets said to me, like, all the time.
That you're one of the good ones?
No, that you're not really black.
Well, you, like, wear glasses, really? Man. You wear, like, some smart-ass glasses,
it's
too.
It's like, oh, you're like Lenny Kravitz and Jimi Hendrix. You're not really black. I'm like, oh, you what? Realize that both of them are black, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
That shit happens.
No, I don't doubt it. I get angry at people all the time, but I don't just go, oh, white people. I just go, fucking idiots. But I get on the freeway to come home every night, and there's a sign clearly marked that says 2 cars for every green light when you get on. And I cannot tell you the number of times that I am the 4th car in line and the 2nd motherfucker doesn't go, and I'm like, you cocksucker.
Yes.
It fucking says it right there. 2 fucking cars for green light. And I'm yelling at him. So, yeah, I get it. People are stupid. But Duck Dynasty news. One of the 19-year-old co-stars on the show, he got engaged.
It's about time. Shouldn't that have happened like 5 years ago?
Old John Luke turned 19 and popped the question to his girlfriend. So, yeah.
Should have gone out about 5-6 years ago. Mm-hmm.
But that's not the real news. Phil, the patriarch, has got some more stuff to say about sex. So he said biblically correct sex is safe. That's in a sermon. It's safe. You're not going to get chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, AIDS. If a man and a woman, and neither of you have it, and you keep your sex between the two of you, you're not ever going to get a sexually transmitted diseases.
That might be the smartest thing he's ever said in his life.
Well, I love the fact that these dudes are actually, these dudes are essentially the white version of every successful gangster rapper, where, like, they're actually, you know, pretty intelligent millionaires, but they just act retarded and to make lots of money, to sell shit to retarded white people. They're like, I'm exactly. just as dumb as you.
Yes, it.
Believe me, I say dumb Christian-y shit, too.
Yes, it.
He went on, man meets woman, marries her, keeps his sex right there. The children's come, zero chances of getting a sexually transmitted disease. Would you say is almost zero? You can say it.
I bet you Phil got hookers and meth out the yin yang.
Well, no, you keep your sex right there. Keep your sex right there.
I said that's what he said.
Well, he apparently in the
set, they tell the girls, like, yeah, baby, we going on a hunting trip.
Yeah, and I don't think he needed to really articulate that if two people only have sex with each other forever, then yeah, you're probably not going to get a sexually transmitted disease. Hey, but the fact is that shit doesn't usually happen.
You're probably going to start having sex about 10 years in.
Exactly.
There's that. He apparently had a real problem with the booze in the 70s. So he's since cleaned up and found God and all that.
He probably had chlamydia.
Yeah, as they said in The Jerk, Lord loves a working man. Don't trust Whitey. See a doctor and get rid of it.
That's it.
All right. Now, who hasn't wanted to do this? Controlling a stranger's sex toy from far, far away. Or have a stranger control yours. Well, you're in luck. A soon-to-be-launched social media network called Love Pals with a Z. That's LOVEPALZ Club will be hooking up strangers to have cyber sex using remote-controlled sex toys. The site was created by Taiwan-based Love Pals.
Of course, a
company on the cutting edge of teledildonics, or sex toys that can be controlled remotely, often via the internet. Love Pals project were originally geared toward people in long-distance relationships, but the new social platform will allow members to connect with all kinds of people for stranger-assisted robot sex.
Yeah, Asian people, get the robots and computers out of your sex life, for God's sakes. Like, there's just a vagina, there's a penis, you put them both together, the shit works. You don't need to...
Listen. We like doing things our way, and if you want to, if we want robots in the bedroom doing other people, then we will. Shut up!
It's very efficient. Asian people are very efficient. They're like, listen, they're just gonna.
That's kind of racist. In a complimentary sort of way.
I don't have to actually, like, go out and travel and go see this person and have sex with them. I'm just gonna get on my phone and fucking press in the vibrator fucking code.
So apparently this whole thing.
That is crazy.
It is. You can go on and sort of look for people and go, hey.
So you're going to play chat roulette with somebody on the other end. What if they squeeze it too hard?
I don't know how the thing works.
Like, how do you stop them? You got to unplug it while they're...
They
it's gonna be like Lawnmower Man. Well,
they've
Shit's got come alive.
They've got male and female models of their sex toys. The one that they highlight here is called the Twist.
That doesn't even sound good.
I hope Chubby Checker is getting $2 billion from this because
I do too. I do too.
It stole his idea.
Here's a tip, Asian people. It's just gonna be a bunch of dudes. There's not gonna be any women involved in this. It's gonna be a bunch of dudes pretending to be women, but there's not gonna be any actual women because. Yeah. That's kind of the way it goes.
Oh, they'll hire a couple women to go on there and act like they're all involved in it.
Yeah,
keep hope alive.
Yeah. All right, it's time for Florida Corner. No music. Just want to get to it really quickly. This happened in Jupiter, Florida. A construction worker was taken to the hospital after a 300-pound Bengal tiger bit off his finger. The tiger is one of several exotic animals that are caged at a private residence in the ranch colony community of Jupiter Farms. Quote, he approached the stage and put his hand in and the tiger bit his thumb off. That's according to the property manager. There are signs on the cage that say, do not approach the cage. He wouldn't say who owns the residence and animal sanctuary. The victim was taken to St. Mary's Medical Center and will now be giving people high fours.
Yeah, when he said he lost,
to lose it.
When he said he lost a finger, I was thinking like, oh, that's terrible. But then he said his thumb, and I thought that's fucked up, man. Like you can't grab shit, you can't fucking like you lose your thumb. That's the most important.
If you
finger.
Stick your hand in a tiger's cage, you deserve to lose that motherfucker.
So basically,
he should forfeit the rest of the arm for sticking his hand in there.
Maybe he was doing it on a dare. I don't know.
Yeah, so he should forfeit the rest of the arm. They should cut that shit off at the elbow.
This next Florida story gets an asterisk with an assist to New Hampshire. Headline, fan with Tom Brady helmet tattooed on his head, jailed on felony narcotics charges. I've seen this guy before. He's got Tom Brady's helmet tattooed
it's
on his head.
It's a terrible tattoo, too. It's not even a good helmet tattoo.
It is, including the Riddell logo on his forehead below
Which
the hairline.
Which is like separate. It's like separate from the rest of it. It just says Riddell in the middle.
Just like the helmet does. The other thing, but it, unlike the helmet, it actually has a Lombardi trophy on the top of his head.
Wow. I saw that and I was like, God, white people.
Well, he's locked up in a Florida jail following an arrest on a narcotics charge. St. Petersburg cops busted Victor Thompson, who's 46, for possession of spice, a synthetic marijuana. He allowed police to search his pockets after he was spotted trespassing outside a community center. When questioned by police, Thompson said that he purchased the Master Kush spice from a black male for $15 at a downtown park.
My biggest question of these people is always, where did you find the $100 or two to get the tattoo in the first place? Because
that's hundreds of dollars, man.
Assuming it wasn't his buddy or whatnot, because it's not the best quality. But I'm just saying, like, you found, you know, a couple $100 that you were able to rub together, and your first idea was like, I'm getting me a fucking helmet tattoo. Like, it wasn't like, I'm getting a suit for that interview next week.
He's
it's like,
I'm for that.
Getting...
That's right.
You see it all the time. Yeah. You're like, yeah, you know you owe me money, right? Like, yeah, no, but I'm getting this tattoo this week. Like, I'll get you after I get the tattoo.
Man, I could get that crown and those two fillings or that fucking helmet tattoo on my face. Like, that's just a terrible idea.
Well, he told cops that he didn't know spice was illegal in Florida, claiming that, quote, still legal in New Hampshire. That's his home state. He moved to Florida 3 weeks prior to his September arrest. He was charged with felony drug possession and trespassing. That's a misdemeanor. He's being held in lieu of $1,500 bond. As noted in the scars, marks, tattoos,
marijuana
or other...
What did he have?
He didn't have actual marijuana. He had Master Kush Spice, the synthetic stuff.
Oh.
Which is also very illegal. It's probably actually worse for you than actual marijuana.
I like that that's also how you respond to, you know, accusations of cousin marriage. Well, it's still legal in New Hampshire.
That's how I respond to everything. It's still legal in New Hampshire. What do you know? It's a live free or die state, for God's sake. Of course it's legal there. All right. And before we get to small town news, I just love the headline. This is from Utah. Headline, woman dressed as Ninja Turtle robs motel.
Yes.
Police... Was it one of the old Ninja Turtles or one of the new, like, buffed up Ninja Turtles?
It says police are still searching for a woman who dressed like a Ninja Turtle and robbed the Super 8 motel. The woman walked into the Super 8 motel just before midnight, pulled out a pocket knife, and demanded money from the clerk. The robber fled with some cash. Witnesses saw a car leaving at the same time. We are unsure if she got into the car or left on foot. He said no one was injured, and investigators are not sure how much money the robber got, and they're checking surveillance
video. How much of a pussy are you if you get robbed by a woman dressed in one of the nerdiest ass costumes that you can find, and she pulls out a pocket knife and robs you?
Yep.
And it's still not as bad as being robbed but if you're gun.
You're robbed of your gun when you have it on you. You're just like, well, I thought he was just asking me about my new firearm.
He got the drop on me. So that's it for that. All right, that's the end of the show now, so let's do some of this.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right, it's time to go to Bangor, Maine, or Bangor, Maine, if you're local. Headline, and this sort of goes to what you were talking about with Wasco. Headline, Vitamin Shop moving in next to new Chipotle Mexican Grill near Bangor Mall. That's right, the Vitamin Shop, which sells nutritional supplements, is moving in next to the new Chipotle Mexican Grill being built on Stillwater Avenue near the Bangor Mall Cinemas 10.
I love that it's the old-timey shop with an E at the end, too. It's
yeah.
Like, we the old-timey vitamin people.
Well, they're a national chain. Their website states the Stillwater Avenue location will open on November 22nd. Chipotle is planning on opening in 2015, early in the year, though.
These people are getting excited.
Get ready. Tanya Emery, Bangor's Director of Community and Economic Development, said Friday she knew the New Jersey-based retailer was interested in the 6,000-square-foot retail space and just learned that it moved forward with its plans. Quote, "We are excited that the spaces are being built by the Bangor Mall continue to be leased. It further confirms the viability of the Bangor Mall area."
It's a feather in her cap. How long does she have to work on that one? We finally got them, guys. We landed the great white whale.
In case you weren't aware, the Vitamin Shop sells vitamins, supplements, herbs, and homeopathic goods. It also has a section for children and pets. Now, that Bangor location will be the second in the state for Vitamin Shop, which also has a shop in South Portland near the main mall.
Well, they're so excited to get a shop that sells you shit that does nothing. Absolutely nothing. Hey, this turns your pee yellow. Congratulations.
I know they'll be hiring some people within a month. They'll be opening. So they're excited. Now, by the way, Chipotle was founded in 1993 by Steve Ellis, who is the corporation's chairman and chief executive officer. It specializes in burritos, tacos, burrito bowls, and salads made from fresh, high-quality, raw ingredients. That's according to the company's website. So this whole article, at least half of the article, is stuff that they just gleaned from the website. Yeah,
just copied and pasted from their corporate website.
And then typed according to the company's website. So that's small town news.
Man, I need that news job.
Well, to be fair, that news job probably pays about $26,000 a year.
Okay, maybe I don't need that news job.
There's a downside to
$26,000 a year in Bangor, Maine, probably. That's big money, maybe.
I don't know that it's big money. It's money.
I can get tons of burritos and vitamins.
That's it.
Well, Chipotle's not cheap, though. Burrito's going to cost you like $8. So, anyway, that's small town news. Get excited. There's a vitamin shop coming. There's a vitamin. Martha, the vitamin shop's opening. We can get some vitamins. Then we can get a burrito.
The old-timey vitamin shop.
Now, can you tell me what is the difference between a burrito and a burrito bowl? We do not know. Actually, it would be more like this. Can you tell me what the difference is between a burrito and a burrito bowl? Because by the Jesus, I don't know which one's which. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thank you, Justin Lair, for sitting in.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
It's a pleasure having you here.
Good to have you, man. Come back and see us sometime soon.
Come back. We'll talk about white people some more.
Yeah. Thank you, Kareem. You have a lovely weekend.
Thank you.
Got any white things planned for the weekend?
I'm going to the Experience Hendrix on...
That's not white enough.
That's not white, yeah.
Well, that's white stoner, so it's white adjacent.
You have to go rafting or something.
Oh, yeah.
You have to whiten that up.
That's right. Maybe some...
Well, no, and I'm actually going to a hip-hop conference on Saturday, so I'll be pretty black this weekend.
Ooh, man. Less and less white.
I look forward to hearing about that next week. All right, everybody, have a safe weekend. Be good. Hopefully Diana won't have to be selling shoes on Monday, and we'll have her back next week. So until then, everybody take care and enjoy Huey Lewis in the news. Bye-bye.